You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yeah, you had said that the research contradicts this RNZ investigation regarding the sales of illicit tobacco. What is that research and how does it contradict that investigation?
Well, the research that we've been undertaking for the last 3 years is funded by the Ministry of Health, and it's all about monitoring the illicit trade in tobacco. And so we do this in a number of ways to kind of get a what we call triangulation. So because illicit activity is by definition undercover, it's really hard to get a handle on what's happening with it. And so we use a number of different sources of information to try and get the best idea of whether things are getting worse or better or staying the same. Well, I'm not saying there isn't illicit tobacco trading going on and that there aren't shops selling black market tobacco. I know there are, for sure. I see illegal packs on my journey to work every day. So we know it's out there. The question really is it getting a whole lot worse? And one of the problems with taking, for example, customs interceptions at the border as the measure of whether things are getting worse or not is that customs probably getting better at detecting. So that's not necessarily meaning that there's more coming across, so they might be just picking up more. And then secondly, we're not picking up a signal from social media sales and like Facebook Marketplace and various other language-specific websites. We're not seeing a big spike in traffic there. And we haven't seen an increase in the data produced by the Ministry of Health in what people who smoke in New Zealand report smoking. In fact, generally smoking and cigarette sales are going down. So we expect the demand for both legal and illicit tobacco to be dropping as smoking becomes less popular. So for those reasons, I'm not saying there isn't a problem, nor am I saying that it couldn't get worse, because it could. But right now, and looking over the last 3 years, we don't believe there's been dramatic shift in this illicit tobacco trade.
As you mentioned, the fact that customs is intercepting more could show that they're getting better at it. On the other hand, it could also mean, let's say, if customs are maintaining the same strategies and the fact that they're picking up more could also mean there is more coming in. What does make you believe that customs are getting better at intercepting?
Well, we've been resourced in the last couple of years to have a specific unit, people focused particularly on black market tobacco. And so we know that they've put more money into it and more people at it. And as time goes by, they get more information on where to look, what sources, country sources of origin, kinds of goods that are claimed to be imported, and like whiteware appliances, that sort of thing. So I think, I'm not saying the volumes aren't going up as well, but I think there's good reason to suspect that they're getting better at their job, looking for illicit tobacco as they are with other things. And so that's one part of the equation. And the other part is, their sales from local dairies. Well, the government's invested in more smoke-free enforcement officers in the last 12 months. So we'd expect more activity in terms of picking up illicit sales, or they should be getting better at it. Or clearly they're not covering everywhere because people are still able to buy their cigarettes illicitly. But we've also done some surveys of people who smoke and asked them would they be prepared to purchase illegal tobacco, and a proportion of people are. But there are people who smoke who don't want to have anything to do with dodgy sources of cigarettes. Not completely a straightforward situation.
Do you think it's possible that these criminal enterprises have adapted new methods to maybe avoid detection through traditional methods?
Sure. Of course, they're always going to do that. So that's a valid point. They're very clever at it, just like any other illegal market. They flex and adapt and use new ways of communicating that they've got products for sale. So that's what we'd expect. So that's one of the reasons for monitoring, websites and so forth, and trying to keep up to play with terms that are code language that's used by people for selling products, for example. But until the return on investment becomes worthwhile, penalties if you are caught, then you're not going to see a lot of interest from criminal gangs if they can make more money out of MDMA and methamphetamine and cocaine and so forth.
Yeah, in that sense, obviously, because New Zealand does have very high prices on tobacco. Perhaps these importers, the gains that they can make, let's say, on a single pack of cigarettes would be significantly higher in Australia and New Zealand, I guess, especially than anywhere else. Could that potentially incentivize these criminal enterprises?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like they do their maths and they figure out, you know, where the most money's to be made for the effort and risk investment. And so tobacco has been until recently a relatively low risk, but if you get caught selling illicit tobacco, the fines have gone up substantially. So I think probably going to be a constant adaptation and recalibration of the risk reward, you know, calculation that these guys do. Anyway, all I'm saying is that the current monitoring does not suggest that things have got as bad as they are anywhere near Australia, for example. And part of that is probably Australia's proximity to the Asian market and ease of getting things through their border. New Zealand's a whole other, you know, leg of the journey further, smaller market as well. So I would say they're directing most of their efforts in bigger marketplaces like Australia.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.